Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Good morning, everyone.
I guess you don't know what today is.
Now, please, tell me.
Please, tell me.
It's National Nut Day.
I used to be able to name every nut that there was.
This is nuts.
Peanut.
This is nuts.
Hazelnut.
Wait, I'm nuts?
Cashew nut. Macadamia nut. Pine nut.
But I'm not nuts.
Pistachio nut.
Let's not go nuts.
You guys, you know what? You're nuts. You're all nuts.
Are we ready for the nuts?
Yeah, ready.
It's showtime.
Yeah, National Nut Day.
You're a nut.
You're a nit.
You're
he's,
a nut.
He's a nut. Are you a nut? Nut.
She's a nut. He's a nut. You're nuts.
You're nuts. Nut. What about nut and honey? Nut and honey. No, I'm not talking like how I say to my wife. She's like, what are you doing? Nut and honey. No. I'm talking about like nut and honey Cheerios, right? That's a thing, right? Yeah.
It is.
Let's see. What about salty nuts?
Oh, my goodness.
Like peanuts, you know, like salty nuts, right?
Yes. They're expensive.
Are they?
They really are. I was at the grocery store, and I was actually looking at the different items, and they are expensive.
What about honey nuts?
It went up.
Honey nuts?
The price of nuts went up.
Nuts. Wow. You're nuts. I'm nuts. You're nuts. We all nuts. It is National Nut Day, 6:39.
Time now for the gossip.
You like that gossip?
It's the Celebrity Buzz with a freaking Rika on Power 101.7.
All right, Jess, Celebrity Buzz. We got sports coming up. What's going on today?
All right, a few things. So Warner Brothers Discovery raised HBO Max. The price went up once again.
Here we go.
So it's marking the platform's third price hike in just 3 years. The basic with ads. And that plan will increase $1 monthly to $10.99.
Hold on. You can get basic HBO Max for $10.99?
With ads.
With ads?
Yeah.
We had it for four. I think when we had it, it was like $14.99. I didn't think there was even a thing for $10.99.
Standard ad-free service is going to go up to $18.49 a month.
Yeah. It goes from $10 to $18 without ads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the premium, though. That one's going to go up $2 to $22.99 a month.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. And then new subscribers, they face immediate price changes while existing monthly users receive a 30-day advance notice before the increase will begin November the 20th.
Just get YouTube TV. If you're going to pay all that, you might as well just get YouTube TV.
And the price just keeps going up and up. But the annual subscribers, they see changes with their renewal.
Yeah.
And then all the major streamers have raised their prices recently as companies are working to improve the streaming profits. So, I don't know. HBO Max and that subscription, if you want to get the whole full bundle, it's going to look like $22.99 a month.
No, the streaming is out of control because they keep like raising these prices on all these services. But people cut the cord to save money and to do, you know, to like go streaming. But they're making it so you can only get one or two things and then you're out.
Yep. And then like, sometimes you get
like you don't
like a favorite show on a certain one.
Yeah. And that's what
and
screws you up.
That's what messes everything
up. Yeah. You don't want just HBO Max.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like no one is when you ask somebody who streams. Oh, what streaming service do you have? No one on earth is going to say, all I have is HBO Max.
I know.
No one's going to say that.
Mm-mm.
Or no one's going to say, well, all I have is Peacock.
Right.
You know, that's it.
Yeah.
No, you want like a main base. Now, someone could say all they have is Netflix.
That's me.
Well.
That is me.
It's really not her.
But then everyone else in my house
Chadwick
added
has
things.
All the rest.
Yeah. They added things.
Yeah. But I'm just saying like. If, as long as you have, like, if you're gonna spend that much money on just an HBO Max or even the, and this is crazy because I was looking into it. I know we talk about this kind of stuff all the time. The ESPN one, where they have the new ESPN app. They have, you know, what is it? Disney Plus with it or Hulu.
Yeah.
And then they have Fox Nation or something with it, whatever it is. That was going to be like $30 a month to have everything. But the regular ESPN, ESPN2, ESPNU, all that streams on YouTube TV. Mm-hmm. So if you have that, then you have everything.
Then you don't have to pay everything else separately.
Exactly.
Yeah, just do one.
You know, now, of course, it has all this other stuff, all the shows you can go back and watch, and all that. They do have extra stuff. But that, like, you're going to watch
that. So if you do just YouTube TV and the internet, you should be good?
I mean, you should be, you'll be able to watch, like, your main shows. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to watch, like, a lot of, you know, obviously you add on, you know, the NFL ticket.
Oh.
And you get a lot of the sports with that. You know, it's basically like a DirecTV that's streaming.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a streaming DirecTV, pretty much. You know, but... Yeah.
Do you know the price offhand?
Yeah, it's like 80 something a month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's basically like a cable package that streams. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much what it is.
I mean, if you're going to pay just for that one,
yeah,
and make it be that one if it's everything that you're describing.
My suggesting would be that would be YouTube TV. If you're just starting out streaming, YouTube TV and then Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now we do have Peacock, which I like. You know, yeah. So and that has some good shows on there, but that's pretty much what we've done. You know,
that's where you're at now.
That's where we're at. YouTube, yeah. Netflix, and Peacock, done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now we get Amazon because that comes with the Prime. See, you'll get like these little perks. Mm-hmm. We just don't pay just for the streaming. You know, it just comes with it. We get Paramount, which I never even watch anymore because it freezes and it's all jacked up. You know.
Freezes?
Yeah, it sucks. Paramount sucks.
It's all jacked.
Yeah, and it has like probably some good shows on there. But, you know, you get lost in YouTube TV and Netflix. You don't have time to even watch Paramount.
Yeah.
It sucks. But that comes with our Walmart.
That's like a
thing that's just a perk.
Yeah.
That we get. So, and then, you know, obviously you get Tubi and you get Freevee and there's so many other free apps that you can get. So it's like you don't even have time to watch that stuff, you know? So all these separate apps that are coming out, like now they got the ESPN app and they got the, you know, Apple TV app and they got the Disney Plus. And now you could be somebody who loves Disney. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be a cool package to get.
Mm-hmm.
But it all depends on what you know, how much time you got, and what you want to spend.
It does add up.
Yeah. It's just, it's getting out of control. It's getting out of control because you're going to spend like $300 on streaming apps. And that's what you were paying in cable.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Wow.
Just have those have the ones that you can count on one hand, those main ones. And then there's a bunch of free ones that you can get if you want. That would be my suggestion if you're trying to get in the streaming game.
Yeah.
So.
And then Diddy, he's still making these headlines. Gosh, he does not let up. Well, he has now filed that he will appeal his conviction. And more than, you know, his four-year prison sentence. The filing is being submitted. It all went to the Federal District Court of New York. It did not specify the grounds for the appeal, but Diddy was found guilty in July on two counts related to prostitution after an eight-week trial. The court sentenced Diddy to 50 months, giving credit for a year already served, but he has now filed notice that he will appeal his conviction, and, you know, we'll see what takes place with that, but he will not let up. And I don't know if you saw this.
He didn't get
trending pardoned
yet?
Not yet.
Didn't think so.
Yet.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
If that comes across the headline,
no.
I'm going to trip.
No.
I am going to trip on that. Gucci Mane, he revealed that he was diagnosed with schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. He has a new book. It's called Episodes, The Diary of a Recovering Madman. He's 45 years old, and he details everything about his mental health journey. His real name is Radrick Davis. He described feeling trapped in psychosis and hearing voices. He recalled a severe episode in 2020 that led him to seek therapy and also get put on medication. So he does reveal his diagnosis of schizophrenia and bipolar disorder.
Mm.
Yep, I know.